Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music. It's not that big a deal.
Hello there and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. We are a music podcast and we are back for another week of shows. Appreciate you very, very much who you are listening. The listener, you, very much we appreciate. I am Patrick Foster and I'm talking backwards or something. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another week of shows and another episode of our April 2023 New Music. This is the penultimate episode, and we're coming down to the end, and I know that we are because we just got a submission for May New Music. And the way it works, too, is we're already, you know, about halfway through May, and we want you, when you think of a new music pick that came out this month, if you're into a new album and you want to tell others about it, hip them to it, then all you have to do is get in touch with us. One way is to create a voice file on your either your home recording audio setup or your little pocket smartphone computer thing that you carry around all the time. And you can attach it to an email and send it to rock@suburbspod.com. Another option is to call our Suburban Party Line. And that number is 612-440-1984. And you can leave a message there. I think you have about 3 minutes or so to leave a pick on that line. So you can do that as well. And when you think of it, just do it. You know, pull out your phone, jot down a voice memo, or, you know, call us up. And that's all it is. And that's how we get all these incredible picks that we've had and really, really good stuff coming down the pike for you. And I think we're going to put together everything and do a radio show as well. So that should be fun on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. Just go to suburbsradio.com and we will hip you as to when that's coming out on the social media. So you can follow us at SuburbsPod. We are out there on all the big social platforms, except for maybe TikTok. I don't think we have that. Anyway, why don't we dig in? We've got two callers today, and both excellent stuff. So why don't we dive right in, starting with one of our faves, Mark Neese.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Mark Neese calling from suburban Lansing, Michigan, with my April new music pick. First of all, I want to say that I have the most annoying pets in the world, so if you hear cats meowing or dogs barking, that's what that is, and I apologize in advance. So with that out of the way, my pick for April is a band whose name starts with the letter M from the West Coast. They've been around since the 1980s. They like to rock with reckless abandon. And they have a rhythm guitarist who is both the singer and main lyricist. And that band is not Metallica, though I do like the new Metallica album. But it's not Metallica. This band is Mudhoney from Seattle, Washington. They have a new album out that's called Plastic Eternity. And it's their first album since 2018's similarly named album, Digital Garbage. Mark Arm, rhythm guitarist, lyricist, and singer that I was alluding to, he's back and he's looking at the world. He doesn't like a lot of what he sees. Now, if Digital Garbage was Mudhoney's response to the early years of the Trump era, and I'm not trying to get too political here, but that's just the fact. It was a rather angry look at the early years of the Trump era. Then I've got to say that Plastic Eternity is his commentary on post-COVID America, the rising tide of conservatism, and the specter of climate change. Now, that's going to make this album sound way more didactic than it is. It's a very fun album. The music is rocking, and it's joyful, and it's fun. It's the rousing Stooges-adjacent garage punkiness that Mudhoney have perfected over the years. So it's not nearly as dour as I made it sound. It's a fun album. I'm really enjoying it. If I were to pick one song from the album that you should play, it's tough because there's so many good songs on the album, but I'm going to go with the song Move Under, which is just a straight ahead, fast rocker. And I think it is probably the perfect embodiment of what this album represents. So there you go. My April New Music pick is Plastic Eternity by Mudhoney. Thanks, and keep on rocking the suburbs.
Good afternoon, Jim Patrick, interns and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for April New Music. First up is the band The Golden Grass from New York. Their latest album is called Life is Much Stranger. The band features Mike Rafalowicz on vocals and guitars, Morgan McDaniel on bass, and Adam Criney on drums. Their sound is described as a throwback to 1970s trippy heavy hard rock like Dust, Captain Beyond, and Hard Stuff. This is an excellent album, all seven songs. The standouts for me are Holland's Springtime on Stanwoods and Island in Your Head. And out of those, I'd like for you to play Island in Your Head.
We'll be right back.
My second pick is a band Tanith, also from New York. Their latest album is called Voyage. This band features Russ Tippins on vocals and guitar. And he also is in a band from the 80s called Satan. And then you have Cindy Maynard on bass. And Tippins and Maynard, they share the lead vocal duties and alternate between each song. And then you have Keith Robinson on drums. Their sound is also rooted in the hard rock and heavy metal, much like the Golden Grass. Their sound is also described as a mix between Blue Oyster Cult, Uriah Heep, Wishbone Ash, Thin Lizzy. And this is another excellent album, and the standout songs for me are Olympus by Dawn, Snow Tiger, Falling Wizard, and Flame. And out of the songs, I like to replay Falling Wizard. And before I close out, I'd like to recommend, as an honorable mention, a playout song. The song is called 73, from the album 73 by Ariel. It's a very upbeat song with some slide guitar. It's about her love of the 1973 Volkswagen bus. As always, Jim, Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Right. Thanks very much, Sonny. And always, thanks to Mark for calling in. Really appreciate that. Had no idea Mudhoney had a new album. I didn't even know about the one before that. So thank you for hipping me to it. I really kind of lost track of Mudhoney. So thank you very much. Also, Sonny gave us a play out tune, which is great. So we will play out with the song called 73, about a 73 VW bus. Can't go wrong there. And also, I want to mention quick before we sign off today that Sunny also attached a short addendum to her submission. She created a voice file and emailed it to rocketsuburbspod.com, but she also added some text saying there were a few honorable mentions listed below. So if you're into Sunny's whole thing, which I very much am, into the hard, heavy 70s throwback stuff, new bands making that kind of sound, here are a few others really quick that Sunny said these picks were in the mix for her April selections, but fell just short. There's a band called Danava, D-A-N-A-V-A. They have an album called Nothing from Nothing. They're from Portland, Oregon. Sonny says, sound is described as a mixture of 70s Judas Priest, Paul Di'Anno era, Iron Maiden, and Dio. Some hot tracks are Nothing But Nothing, Enchanted Villain, Strange Killer, and Nothing But Nothing. Two versions of it, spelled differently. Another one is Bloodstar. Their album is First Sighting from Salt Lake City, Utah. Sound is traditional 80s style heavy metal. You can go for All for Nothing, Fearless Priestess, The Observers, Cold Moon, or Going Home. And then finally, Quiver Quiver EP. The members of this band are from various countries, Morocco, Romania, Poland, and France. The band formed during COVID-19. Their sound is influenced by 70s classic rock. Some songs you might be into are My Kind of Woman, All or Nothing, and Alrighty Then. And we will use Alrighty Then as well. We're going to play out with 73 and want to thank Sonny very, very much. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we will wrap up April 2023 new music tomorrow. We will talk to you then.
This train is moving.
The most annoying pets in the world.